Let's start at the beginning. Are you ready, Bernard?
Yep.
Shall we start at the beginning?
Is what?
Very nice of you to agree to this interview, Molly Barnard. where were you born, Molly?
Tredegar in Monmouthshire.
You were born in Tredegar, yes, really, yes. Were you? Fantastic.
My father was an official for the Tredegar and the Coal Company.
Right. Well, I never knew that.
No.
What date were you born?
1924.
Good.
What?
24.
Yes.
Oh, you said, I thought you said 34, sorry.
24.
Yes.
1924. Well, I never knew you were from Tredegar.
Well, I've been around other places.
You've been around. So how long did you live in Tredegar? Do you think?
I don't know. It was about 14, 15. My father then retired.
Right.
He was on the CIC and went and by which time it was wartime, and he worked with the various wartime groups in the area.
You and went to Ross-on-Wye, you say, didn't you?
We went to Ross-on-Wye.
Near Ross-on-Wye.
Oh.
So we retired Peterstone, Ross-on-Wye.
Oh, I know Peterstone.
Do you know Peterstone? Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we lived there, or they did. I worked with I came and went, you know.
Yes.
First of all, I was still at school, and then I joined the Wrens, and so then I was all different places.
How old were you when you joined the Wrens, do you think?
Goodness knows.
19.
I think you were.
19.
Mm. Wow. So what happened then when you joined the Wrens?
Well, I went to Bletchley, they sent me to Bletchley Park.
Oh, they sent you to Bletchley Park?
Yes. The Wrens did.
Right.
Yes. I can't remember there was anywhere else first, but then they got a group of us, you see. Having joined the Wrens, and then we went to Bletchley Park, and we were there for about a week, and I don't know why, but they sent us to Eastcote in near Harrow.
Yes, yes.
And I spent most of my time in the Wrens working these machines and that at Eastcote.
Right. Did you have any special qualifications?
No.
No, they just chose you.
What?
They just chose you to go and work there and do it.
Well, there were quite a lot of us. We had to be a group of about 20 new people, you see.
Really?
Recruits.
And so a lot of Wrens there at Discote then. There were a lot of Wrens. But she'd been away to school, I think that made a difference. And I think she had secretarial training as well.
Oh, right. So where did you go to school, Molly?
At Ellerslie in Malvern, which is now blocks of flats.
It joined with the boys' college in...
And you had a secretarial background.
And then I had a secretarial. Mm. I did secretarial course.
Oh.
And then I was looking for a job, which was wartime still. And so I thought, well, why don't I join the Wrens?
Well, that's worthwhile, yes.
So I went to join the Wrens. I can't remember the... Oh, yes, a friend of mine had also joined the Wrens. But we didn't meet at all. We just knew each other, you see.
Yes. Mm. And was your work at Bletchley, was that very, very hush-hush?
It was supposed to be.
Yeah. Yes.
Supposed to be very hush-hush.
Yes.
That's the incredible part about it. They signed official secret paper and nobody talked about it until the book came out in the 1970s.
Yes.
My parents didn't know what she was doing. I didn't know until 1970.
Really?
None of them talked about it.
So when did you two get married? How did you meet Ray?
How did we meet Ray? Well, where was I then? I was working in my mother knew his mother, and we'd been to a holiday down in Pembrokeshire, she and I. My father died by that time. And we met Ray Rich. We went to this farm. I had to talk to Dennis, who's his mother, and walking back to our hotel in Tenby, and the next day Ray ran up and said, well, I'd like to go out to have lunch with him. I've forgotten the details.
And that was that?
That was that, yeah.
She worked after the Wrens. They folded up very quickly at Bletchley. They didn't want the Russians to know about it.
Right.
And you went to work at the BBC then.
Oh, did you?
At the
Talks.
She was secretary to the producer of the Talks department, I think.
Mm. Oh, gosh, that was interesting. Mm. So where was that?
In Broadcasting House.
In Broadcasting House?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, so how long did you work?
Gilbert Harding, do you remember Gilbert Harding?
Oh, I remember Gilbert Harding, yes. He was a character.
Yes. He was a character, yes. And, I knew him really well.
Did you?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Was he, on the screen, he seemed quite aggressive when he was interviewing people. When he was on the screen, when he was performing, he seemed quite...
his interest, but Molly was more to do with the Talks department. He was also chairman of the Round Britain Quiz.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's how he got
around
there.
Yes.
He was in the Radio Times every week.
Oh, yes. Was he a nice man, Molly?
Well, it's difficult to say, really. Sometimes he was nice to me.
Yes, well, that's fair enough.
There was some doubt about him with other people, but he was just as... he was Gilbert, you see. And
yes.
He accepted his ability. He was like that. He came from Hereford.
Did he?
Yes. I think so, yes. His Hereford was...
yes, his parents were the...
I don't know what happened to him afterwards.
Manager of the... my memory's gone now. Sorry.
What was it, a pub or a hotel or something?
No, it was to do with people who were in, not actually in care, that, what do you call it, that there used to be...
postal type.
People who didn't have any money at all were in a home, weren't they?
Oh, right, yes, workhouse.
His parents were the manager of the workhouse in Hereford, yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, his mother was.
His father.
His father, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Can I ask some questions about when you were working at Bletchley Park? When you were working at Bletchley Park,
yes.
Did you live on site?
I didn't. We went to Eastcote.
Very soon was sent to the outstation at Eastcote. Actually at Bletchley long, but they worked. They teleprinted back and forth.
Must have been a couple of hundred people there, but some of them were working in B block, which where the machines were.
Was that Enigma?
Was
that the Enigma machine?
Yes, the bomb machine that Molly worked on.
Yes.
Mm. The bomb, B-O-M-B. It was invented by Alan Turing. Mm.
With all the drums that went around
Could
just take them off.
But did you meet Alan Turing? Did you meet Alan Turing?
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
Well, he was very... I didn't really know about him until after the war. The names came out there, but nobody mentioned any names.
The real boffins were at Bletchley mostly. Most of the Wrens were in the outstations, you see. Mm.
But it's very, very interesting that you didn't know that Molly had... What year did you get married, Ray? Approximately?
Just past our 60th anniversary now, so...
Really?
1957.
Mm.
1957.
Mm.
Yeah, so I didn't
know anything about it. I was only in the Wrens about 3 years.
Right.
Because that was during the war. At the end of the war, we all came out of the Wrens.
Yes.
Mm. And
You went to work for the BBC.
Yes, I went to the BBC. I don't know why. I must have seen him to Edsmont or find out something about it. They're very recruiting secretaries, but I had a secretary of training.
Well, I should think your skills must have been pretty high as a secretary.
I don't think so. I was only a secretary to a talks producer.
Talks producer. Right,
is it? He'd round up and an American letter and a couple of
things. Oh, right, I remember those things, yes.
The actual work which they're interested in when you were working for Bletchley was working on the bomb machine. They were doing 8-hour shifts, and sometimes it was night time, so it was pretty arduous.
We did, yes, they did three 8-hour shifts a day, you see.
Right.
Rens were employed to do that.
Right.
Not ATS or WAFs, they were Rens.
Yes. And the thing was that you couldn't talk about your work at all.
No, we didn't talk about the work at all. No, even between each other, except of course we talked about the machines and working the machines and that sort of thing. But when we came away from the B block, which is where we worked, we didn't say anything to anyone.
No,
we didn't.
Yeah. No, well done.
Did you at the time? Did you know that this was a very important project? Were you aware of that?
Well, I think we were given an idea that it was important to go on with it, and especially not to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is that Ray, your husband, didn't know what you'd done until 1970.
Didn't he?
You were married in 1957, so that was very good. That's when the D notice would have been lifted, the 30-year...
Was that so? You knew I was in the Rents,
then? I knew you were in the Rents, but I didn't know what you were doing.
Didn't know where the job was?
There was another person, we lived near Trenick before.
Oh, I know, yes.
And there was another person up there that you knew, but she still didn't want to talk about it.
Mm. Good Lord. Mm. So what brought you to Trenick, then? That's...
Well, we'd been farming and we retired there.
Mm. Oh, right. Mm. So where did you farm?
Well, I was a dairy farmer down in Devon for 25 years.
Right.
We retired back, because we're both from South Wales.
Yes.
Just the other side of Monmouth, on the Skenfrith side.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But we were sort of semi-retired then.
Yes. So what brought you to Caldecott? I do know this.
Well, because my daughter lives here.
Right, yes. Sally.
So she lives within a few hundred yards.
Yes.
I was in hospital, but I had a couple of falls. And I remember talking, Richard must have rung up from New Zealand, and they said they let me have the call in the ward.
Really?
And he said, you must go and live near Sally. You must go and live near Sally. So I said, all right.
All right for him, it doesn't seem to see.
It's quite a big thing to move house,
yes,
isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So what about Caldecott? Do you like living here?
Don't think about it very much. I don't know Caldecott.
When we came to begin, we were managing to walk around a little bit. But
yes, that's when Roger first met you.
Yeah, Molly can't walk at all now.
No.
Yeah. So when did you come here?
Hmm?
What year did you come to Caldecott?
5 years last September. Where does that take her to?
2012. Yeah. 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 The 2011
probably,
last September. No, 2012. That was our
second fall. Both hips. Mm.
A year ago, January, our son Richard came
and spent about
3 weeks with us, didn't he? That was a wonderful time.
Marvellous.
He comes over every 18 months or so.
He lives there.
He lives in New Zealand.
Mm.
Can I ask you something about... Sorry, you're going to say something.
I was just going to ask if you were in the Rens or had services.
No, I was born after the war.
Yes.
I just look old.
But you know, they're still going now. They're still,
oh, gosh, yes, they are. Yeah.
So
they are, yes. I think it's wonderful. Mm. I think it's a wonderful...
Well, it's a something for the women to do, isn't it?
Yes.
Going to the services.
Mm.
They want to go into the services. That's the way they do it.
Yes.
Mm. I was going to ask about when you were farming, what was life like, you know, when you were a farmer and you were farming, when the two of you together.
Yes.
So what was it like as a dairy farmer when you were doing that?
Yes. Well, they didn't actually do milking or anything.
No.
We had a man working for us.
The house.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's all...
We're not crediting, do you know?
I used to fetch the cows.
No crediting.
I used to fetch the cows.
Yes, we're going to fetch the cows, which is become.
And what sort of home was it? Was it a traditional farming house?
Yes, it was. Yes. It was one of the old, what did they call them? Culm, I think it was, the house. The houses are sort of made with mud and...
Cob.
They call them cob in Pembrokeshire, I think.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing. Cob,
yeah.
That's right.
Cob.
It was an old cob house.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So what was it like, that house? Cob, for the listener, is a house made of...
It was very
mud.
Warm, yes, very
yeah.
warm and cool in the summer. It's a lovely house to live in. Mm.
And how old did it be?
It was Creekaderry.
No, Creekaderry was in Pembrokeshire. Little Lee.
Little Lee, yes. So were all of your children born there?
Yes, well, only one. Richard was born in Pembrokeshire, actually.
Right.
And then, Sally came before we moved there.
Right.
So how old was the house in Devon? How old was it?
Well, it was 200 or 300 years old, I suppose.
Oh, wow. I love old houses.
Very similar to
yes.
Wales, really, in that part
yes.
of Devon. Hilly very, well, not terrible. We were in a bit of a rain shadow. We didn't get heavy rain. And you don't get heavy rain here, either.
No. Do you miss it? Do you miss farming?
Oh, I miss farming, yes. I still dream of it.
Do you?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But I wasn't brought up on a farm.
Can I ask you, Ray, you said that you both came from Wales.
Yes.
And Molly explained where she lived in Tredegar. So where did you live in Wales?
Well, I was brought up at Pentwr.
Okay.
You
know,
oh,
I know Pentwr.
Yes.
We've almost come back to our roots.
Yes.
Yes.
I went back and to take over the farm which an uncle had owned. I rented the farm there. And my uncle had died, but my aunt was still alive. She sold it at a very good price for a building. Sold the whole farm.
Oh.
And she lent me money then to buy a farm in Devon, which was the best thing that ever happened to me, really.
Well, that was kind.
It was a bit of a struggle.
Yes.
It was 100% mortgage. But we managed. The dairy farming was quite profitable in those days.
Mm. So you had experience of farming before you bought
yes.
that farm?
I spent a lot of time on an uncle's farm in Herefordshire.
Yeah.
But yes, I had quite a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And then I went to Everest.
You went to Everest too.
College, yes. And I suppose that helped a bit.
Did you study farming there?
Yes, agriculture, yes.
Jolly good college, isn't it, Everest?
Yes.
Jolly good.
Mm. Well, it was. It was a very good plant breeding station there as well, which was interesting.
Oh.
Mm.
So you mentioned that you had a milking herd.
Yes.
So did you have any other animals on the farm?
Well, we were almost entirely milking herd with the young cattle. It seems very small herd now, but it was 60 milkers and about 60 followers. But I started getting a lot of slip disc trouble eventually, and I decided to give up the milking, and we then went into suckled beef. And when we moved up to Monmouthshire, we had beef and sheep. So the experience was sort of all around. I'll just show a little brief one. That was Molly as a farmer's wife.
Gosh, Yes, that's lovely. You haven't changed much, Molly. Your face hasn't. Isn't that a lovely picture?
It is, yeah. Well, I think the lamb, and the dog. It's a dog there, isn't it? Yeah. The dog seems quite passive with the lamb there in that photograph.
Yes. Yeah.
That was Hugo.
Hugo.
A dog called Hugo.
Yeah.
What I love is more attention to. I used to move the break.
Well, you did quite a lot with the lambs. You did quite a lot.
I can remember having them in the kitchen at night.
Yes, if they
did.
Had
you?
Some of the ones
that
have
got them in the bottom oven of the yard to bring them, warm them up a bit.
Because lambs don't like the rain, do they? They can die in the cold,
if they chill, they can't feed.
Really?
So you have to warm them up before they can feed.
Yeah.
And the bottom oven of the Arga was the best place.
Really?
So this photograph was taken in, is it Trellick that you had the farm then?
That farm was St Mawns. St Mawns, the other side of Monmouth.
St Mawns?
Yeah.
M-A-U-G-H-A-N-S.
M-A-U-G-H-A-N-S.
Yeah.
When we sold it, it became a horse rescue.
How did we find that one? How did we find
it? Well, it happened to be for sale when we wanted to move up here.
Okay.
So was that through an agency that you saw that advertised?
Yes.
Mm.
Do you want a copy of that photograph?
Yeah.
Can you take it here or...? Do you want to borrow it?
Yes,
and it'll go on. We'll borrow this photograph, Molly, if we may.
What's that?
That's, I like that one of you. That's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
With the little lamb and what? Hugo, the dog.
No, that was not Hugo. That was someone.
It was Hugo.
Hugo. Yeah.
I think it was.
Hugo behind the little lamb?
I can't remember. Yes, yeah. Perhaps it was.
But you ended up with a pet lamb every now and again, you see, and that's what it was. It was a pet lamb.
Oh.
We had 150 odd ewes.
Yeah.
We'll borrow that.
Yeah,
I'll put that. I will return all of this to you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with all these?
Well, Bernard will explain.
Well, we are. They want us to take recordings, which
take
we do.
What?
Take a recording, which is what we're doing now.
Oh, I see.
Okay, we're recording. And they want us to...
Who's they?
They are the Heritage Lottery Fund.
Really?
Yeah, so we applied for funding from the Heritage Lottery.
Is that a government fund?
Yes.
It's a government agency.
Government agency.
Mm. So they've given us money to buy the equipment. And they've asked us to carry out between 25... and 30 interviews, and by the end of today we will have done 28 interviews.
Two more this afternoon.
How did they choose you to do this?
Well, we applied. Somebody on the Monmouthshire Library staff suggested the project for the Friends of the Library group.
Yes.
And we applied for the funding, so it's open to anybody to apply for funding.
Yes.
And then they have to decide whether or not they will choose your project.
Yeah.
And so they did. They chose our project.
Your problem?
Project.
Our project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's called Oral History.
Yes.
So it's quite new. I think of it a bit like, do you remember those BBC programmes, like a radio programme called Down Your Way? Do you remember listening to that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's that sort of thing. It's a conversation, and you're learning about the people, and you're also learning about the area where they live, because they went from one area to another area.
Mm.
A bit like that, really. But we are doing all the interviews. We're carrying them out in Caldecott and surrounding area.
Mm.
So we've interviewed...
It doesn't have to be old people.
Not all old people.
Yeah.
Last week we interviewed a young lady who is 14.
Did she?
Yeah.
Youngsters as well.
A young man who is 18.
Mm.
Another young lady who's 21. So we've got an age span.
Yeah.
The eldest is Wilf, who is 93, who lived in the castle, in the keep.
Oh, that's it, really, yeah.
Castle. And Molly's 93, aren't you?
Yeah. And the youngest is 14, so it's an intergenerational project.
Oh,
and from each...
What happened with Ed about this podcast?
I don't know.
I think it's one of those things, Molly, there's so much going on in the area, you know, that... but you have to be out and about. I expect you haven't heard about it because you're no longer very mobile. Talking of that, how do you find the services around here, the health services, the doctors,
very good,
and dentists?
The doctors, we belong to the practice in Chepstow that also has a branch at...
Oh, it used to be the hospital.
It's stationed in the surgery's in the hospital.
That's right.
They
Mount
also,
Pleasant,
they
you're
also
thinking
have
of.
A branch at the just 2 miles away, and
the dentist.
Could that be Port Stewart?
Anyway, what we found was there were 6 or 7 doctors in the practice, and in the last 2 years they pretty well all resigned, and they've gone on to people coming into
locums.
Must be some reason why they're doing it.
Yeah.
You didn't join the practice in Caldecott?
No. My daughter had been with the practice in Caldecott and she moved to the other one.
But you find that they address all of your needs?
They do, really, yes. But we've also had people coming from social services. They've brought a bath lift, and we've now, if Molly falls, we've got a thing that'll pick her up. Well, they're all supplied. I mean, this machine to pick her up is over £1,000.
Yes.
And they just lend it to you. Mm. So we're very well supplied.
Is that a hoist?
It's
a hoist.
It lifts, it blows up plastic bags.
That's right.
Yeah.
And lifts you up from
the floor. Quite amazing, really.
Yes.
Because I can't lift anymore.
No.
Mm. And
so you are well catered for
in
that respect.
And they put in grips and things around the house and all sorts of things.
Mm.
Yes, they've been jolly good, really.
Mm.
But he looks after that all the time. I don't do take much part in it.
Mm.
Ray does it, you see, because he can move around and talk.
Yes.
I just sit.
Well, you can talk very well. You're most eloquent.
Yeah.
Well, it's only doing sort of local things and personal things.
Yeah.
I talk about that. My great high point in the week is talking to Richard in New Zealand on a Saturday morning.
Oh.
That's wonderful.
And when is Richard due back home?
He's not. They're settled there, yes. One of our granddaughters is halfway through veterinary college in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
And the older one is just going back to do a master's degree in Auckland. Mm.
Oh. So when will they come to visit, do you know?
Well, not very often, about 18 months.
A year ago.
Oh, right.
A couple of weeks.
Mm.
We've been out there once, but it's a long journey.
It's long and expensive now.
It is, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Molly wouldn't be able to travel now, would you? You wouldn't be able to travel now on an aeroplane anymore.
Mm.
I don't think I'd like to do that trip either.
We've been there and for a little while. But all I'd say was Richard, but that was quite a long time ago.
Yes.
Mm.
We went on business class and we had seats that go down almost flat.
You know Sally?
Yeah.
Sally
no,
Bond.
I haven't met Sally.
Sally, what's the name? Sally Lloyd.
Sally Lloyd,
They live quite close down behind here.
Her daughter is at Uri now. It's called Uri. It was it's not the university in Bristol. It's the University
of West of England.
Yes, I know. EWE, that's right.
Yes. Oh, she's there.
Yeah, she's doing psychology there.
Oh, my nephew is there. He's lectures on aviation. He does an aviation thing there.
Interesting, yeah.
Yes, yeah. It's very, very, very progressive place.
Yes, it is, yes.
What
do the university is?
University of the West of England. Yeah. University of the West of England.
Newish, isn't it?
Ewing.
Newish.
Yes, it's how many years? I would certainly in the last 10 years, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
It's new.
Yeah.
I just
what was it called before? It was,
it was a polytechnic.
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 That's right. Yeah.
Bristol Polytechnic.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes, Roger was teaching at my cousin's husband.
Yes.
Roger.
Well, his brother-in-law was lecturing there. On
yes. His name is Roger Netting. Roger Netting was
That's quite a while ago then. Mm-hmm.
What was your name before you were Mrs. Barnett?
Saunders.
Saunders, Molly yes. Saunders.
Yes, yes, that's what it was when she was at Bletchley Park.
Bletchley Park, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh. And did you, just to take you back again to school at Malvern, did you like school, Molly?
Well, some of it, yes, very much. Some of it, and otherwise it was just a matter of getting on with it.
Mm.
But it was what everyone went to in those days, was a boarding school, which I suppose the parents, all my friends' parents, and they sent their daughter to the Abbey, and I said I was sent to Ellerslie, she's Malvern, and they were all fee-paying schools, of course.
We sent our daughter there as well, but it has now, Sally was there, and it's amalgamated with Malvern Boys College now.
Right.
A lot of girls' schools finding it difficult.
Difficult to maintain their independence, yes. Well, if...
Right, thank you very much both for... doing the interview.
What happened? What happened? Do we get any result? Do you let us have it? We can read.
Well, yeah. I'm leaving you. I've given Ray a sheet to tell, telling you what it's all about,
yes.
And we'll copy some of these things to do with you.
That's your pen, I think, isn't it?
Was that